The federal government has defended its cost of living measures after it was revealed Australia has experienced one of the largest drops in real wages in the world. Figures from the OECD show while real wages grew in 2024, the cumulative percentage change just before the pandemic is minus 4.8% in Australia. Australia is among 16 out of 35 countries to have real wages below that of 4 years ago, behind Finland, New Zealand, Italy, Czechia and Sweden. Opposition Treasury spokesman Angus Taylor says the results show the federal government's failure to deal with inflation.
For working families, we've seen prices have increased by 17% since Labor came to power. So it's no surprise that real wages have gone so sharply backwards since Labor came to power.
But Energy Minister Chris Bowen has defended the Albanese government.
We want Australians to earn more and to keep more of what they earn. That's why we've introduced tax cuts on the 1st of July. And that's why we've worked so hard through Tony Burke to ensure wages growth. When we came to office, wages were going backwards at 3.4%. They're now going forward.